Good evening, American Fork High School. This is Nick Peterson with you from Loveland, Colorado, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to the 2018 Bridgerland Band Invitational. I'm judging you tonight in the Caption and Visual Performance Ensemble. Very much looking forward to an awesome performance underneath the lights in these near-perfect conditions. You're taking the field right now, so I'll be with you once you're ready to start. Well, hello, American Fork. Once again, we're back. We're getting started with a refreshed and modern look. I'm really enjoying seeing just how this unfolds this year. I love the layout here with the front screens and the imagery, some intriguing props in the back. Looking forward to seeing what you do with this. You know, in terms of pre-show sort of material, I think this beginning would do. But I think it feels a bit disorganized and a bit lacking in production value, this build into this opening wedge. Really compelling from that first impact, though. Yeah, I love the expansion here on this triangle rotation. Very cool. Hey, nice use of the back of the uniforms. Yeah, the color guard creates a decent background, but a decent stage for the flute soloist. Missed the mellophone soloist that I was supposed to hear, or maybe that was a shotgun mic picking them up. Wow, overwhelming here with the contrary motion. Nicely handled in these very tight quarters. Yeah, I felt like that build into this was a little dirtier than it needed to be. We had some people switching lines, maybe didn't resolve into the proper line, and then as it went, they recovered. Overall, a very solid approach. Yeah, nice solid work here with the circle drill. Pretty good control here, brass ensemble, although tuba is a little bit frantic coming into the stage. You're right there on the 50. I like the treatment of the baritone soloist right there on the 30-yard line. Yeah, the drill does a good job of using density and negative space to create emphasis and staging here. Felt like we finished a little bit early on that phrase there, front ensemble of color guard. Make sure that the conclusion of our work matches the release. Yeah, a challenging situation with this form reshape there, trombones. Make sure we're standing up tall and not falling back into that move there. Oh, very cool. And trumpets, yes. Timing-wise, holy cow. You've got the percussion having to relate to the trumpets there. Incredibly difficult. Very impressive. What a great phrase there. Very successful. Not super successful in terms of an intervallic standpoint. Right in the middle there, trombone section. We've got some density issues and some missing people. Yeah, we gesture. We reach to the 5-yard line. The color guard motivates the dissolving of the form into these trios. Really interesting prop choice here. They almost look like cut in half drops. Yeah, and the placement of the English horn, not necessarily well handled through the drill. Felt a little bit busy with what was going on in the trumpet section. So we're having a lot of events happening around. I would have loved a little bit more refinement of that little stage there. Boy, you do the mass staging really well. Huh. Yeah, nice use of the individual performers and the headstands. Yeah, this is very effective, very simple, very basic, but I love how you take this implement and you make it your own, and it becomes a part of the identity of American folk. Yeah, solid in terms of how we set up that build. You really are pushing all the buttons and exploring all the possibilities here with these cool props that you have. Very neat. Nice and explosive here with the flags here. Great overall look. Solid all the way through. Love the stick visuals there and the drum line. That's more important than you might think it is. Very cool. Would love to see a little bit more lower body or something underneath that to help bring that moment to life. Again, it's early. Yeah, this block inversion to the scatter works out fairly well. Make sure people who are utilizing the toe down technique, are we supposed to have the shako wiggling? Are we supposed to have that kind of up-down energy? Are we supposed to be having a smooth transition front to back? It's not especially readable. With all the different elements going on here, you're really handling it quite well. Love the stage created over on side one, right next to the trumpets. I feel like we're a bit amateurish in terms of how we handled this most recent prop move in the very back. I see this coming together really well for you guys. Yeah, nice handling of the crab step technique for the most part. Yeah, some cleaning needed in terms of the lower body pathways, but more or less quite clean. Yeah, I like how the color guard motivates the winds to pass through each other front to back like that. Powerful. Wonderful from a staging standpoint. Great treatment of the color guard. Nicely done, American Folk. Always a pleasure to be in front of you guys. I feel like you've bit off a lot in terms of content and in terms of potential and in terms of opportunity for this show. And I feel like there's moments in the show reflecting now that it's all over that feel like they're happening independent of each other. And so you have maybe four or five different events that are all impressive and done at a first-rate level in and of themselves and will inevitably get better. But the totality and the cohesion, the artistry, it doesn't necessarily communicate, at least in my review of it tonight. it's certainly a lot to appreciate and a lot to credit, but I think that there's that next level of credit that's really transcendent when all of these elements start to add in together and feed in cohesively to the concept and to the theme. But overall, very impressive, very aesthetically pleasing, and look forward to seeing where this show goes. I mean, goodness, it's September 29th, and you've got weeks and weeks to keep working on it and refining it. Thanks again for being here tonight. Enjoyed you very much. The American Fork High School Marching Band.